Yeah, Mr. President, I have Mr. Colson for you.
All right.
Go ahead, please.
I think it's gone very well, Mr. President. Right on target. Jerry 1, I don't know whether you have any reports, but
no, I don't have some.
According to the vehicle, he just left. Shows you how important it is.
Yeah.
The thing that Henry went will never do with it for the idea of living on it, but there's a difference there on the side of himself. But I know Henry gets it. But Warren and I sat there with Warren and had him come up with other things. And we spent about an hour just going over quietly question after question, and I agreed. And I said, now what other questions you have there? You're not. But the way we got through, I think we had a damn duty to make it out.
Yeah, and Henry
really is the president was the most infuriated we've been in months.
Yeah. If they used to speak, so we're sitting there at absolute stunt. I mean, it was really,
yes, sir. I took a look in a couple of times, but
their smiles hanging up.
I just,
there weren't too many of them, although they did all the first period. They pretty much the number of first values there.
Very small from my controller.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty good group. It was a small crew, but a good crew.
And,
but Jesus, they really
think they were stunned. I hope they were.
No question.
There was no head of this coming.
This absolutely would have liked the bomb show.
You could tell. I mean, Jerry made his announcement.
That the president has asked me to announce the final negotiations between Kissinger and Politico. One tweet will be in the press on January 8th. That's the first to make for the two will be in the January 2nd. It's a very well served and very safe, but that's the end of the announcement.
And they didn't know if it was a sound, they didn't know what to say.
Yeah, then somebody popped up and said, how do you expect to use that the president appears to address the country?
You know, I mean, they didn't know what to ask.
And Jerry said, I won't reply to that.
Very cool.
He had a beautiful day.
The next question was, would there be a halt to the bombing in North Vietnam? And Jerry said to the president, so that all bombing will be discontinued by the 20th parallel, as long as the negotiations are underway.
Then somebody was smart enough to say, did he say serious negotiations?
Yeah.
Jerry said, yes, serious negotiations.
From then on, the scholar was absolutely right. The only thing they tried to pull out of was his initiative was.
He was well briefed and he was very, very good.
I'm not going to discuss that. I'm not going to discuss
how the military operations are. Just say that the order has gone out, the order has been issued.
And then he got a question that I think the answer to which has been a little upset, but I didn't have him upset. Did he call?
Oh, I know. I've been on the phone with Kissinger.
It's 10 o'clock. It's deadly.
Henry isn't here. If Henry isn't here, he's just going up the world.
Did he call you or did he call him?
No, he called me.
Oh, for kind of, what did he call me about?
Well, what did I call you?
He doesn't know any.
No,
he doesn't need to say. I bet he knows you know about it.
No, he knew I was,
I don't know. He called the scale of me.
Yeah, what did he call about? What's the answer? What is it?
Well, the question was asked. Mechanically, can you tell us that these initiatives are supposed to be using stars or is it a warrant?
No, I cannot.
Question.
Can you tell us whether or not they came about through the form of a message that Dr. Kissinger and Lou Dasher's forecast when they left Paris?
The perfect answer to that, I think Jerry gave.
No,
he said, as you know, Dr. Kissinger said on December 16th, we're in the film.
We will remain in contact through messages.
And he didn't, so we will decide whether or not we meet again.
In other words, it's a mutual event.
Yeah.
And why did that upset him?
Well, he didn't think we should refer back to what he said before, but he said, well, the press will never do that anyway.
They all are.
Why,
you can't.
I said, Henry, what do you want to do?
Unsay what you said before?
He said, no.
He said, it's just that if you refer back, that's the next step.
He's somebody out of it. I mean, really dressed him down a little bit, and he just can't continue to knock. I mean, after Henry said, if you do, you know, and the other hand, he said, knock the wall on him. And really, you know, he thinks there's something impossible about this.
He's very wrong.
Well, he's very difficult, but, you know, it's doing it.
And we know that,
anyway, I hope you told him Warren did a good job.
I guess that Jerry did a brilliant job. He's just very lucky.
Henry's only concern, and it's a legitimate concern, is that he does not want us to be so exuberant that we're growing.
And I said, at all prices, he told me that this morning. I said, Henry, you think so?
Yeah.
I asked him, well, he's going to look at the right back to him. I said, there's nobody around here. He's going to crow.
That's right.
I said, well, then he's going to crow. And I said, well, Roger, you're out of town.
Henry
said, he's out of town. I said, he doesn't think so.
Henry just says, well, Henry said to me, now, Chuck, I want you to be sure that none of the congressmen crow about this. I said, Henry, can you not?
I don't, can I?
Can I go up with congressmen?
Yeah, I said,
Henry has the idea that I, that all the people who said that if we could, and that it hard in their position in negotiations, and you know as well as I know, Trump is going to have any such goddamn or whatever, but they're going to come back. If their position is going to be hard, it would have been hard for Obama. But well, that's not just they're going to come back. They're going to negotiate, they're going to have to declare. And there's always, you know, you put it, and there's enormous, thank you.
Absolutely. Not clear on the other side.
Do you remember November, I mean, May 18th was what a drum beater to criticism of that. Do you remember how they were these genocides were just jumping all over it, and then the public came behind you, which is going to be this time, and we hope to do. Oh, I don't know if it'll be the public. I mean, it's kind of say that and all that for a while, but I don't think it's going to be becoming not a little bit to do the same. No, it isn't. I'm sure this is going to have much of an effect. The fact that we're going back to the Atlantic, it's always weird. If the valley is only a mountain top, is only a little tall as the valley is deep, and very well worth it that we have here.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I would think the public would be somewhat reassured.
Well, I think the fact that negotiations are going on, that's it. And that they're going to know that you took this tough action, but obviously it worked. See, that's, I don't care, because the idea that it worked was a strong fit. But it really did fit. I just think it's so apparent on the face that you're not going to look back on that. I think the build-up to it has been excellent. And the fact that it turned out surprise, they ended it. So the work was counted because then, if it had ever worked out, then those supporters this morning could have been saying, well, this is there was a single question out there. Was this a reaction to this? They wanted to prove it, they're not thinking of those things. They know damn well it was, of course, but they're not thinking of those things either. They're thinking of things that the editorials will say that, the columns will say that, but they don't think the folks in the editorial will say that. No, it's not a believable position because he's never reacted to the domestic protest before. And my God, the death of November 3rd, 69, and they speaking away, you went right on and appealed to the town of Barry. No, you have never done like that. You can get me a little rundown after you talk to the Court of Orders, which is the house, right? How they got along. I'd like to know how they got along. And you might feel that I don't want to get bothered, just get spoiled in the family when I could. You have to go around a little bit too much, if that's all. You might just have to say, you're having to, you're the only one here, isn't it, for maybe some of Carl Logan. At which point you should call, and you can check them off.
Yep, I'll do that.
I'll do like, for example, it hasn't occurred to me that John Morgan ought to be calling on that.
I think that's
true. I'm sure somebody who's going to call me.
If it wants John Morgan,
I ought to go. The leading Republican on that committee.
Right.
Adrian. I'll get a call.
No, I'll get it.
I totally will get your money.
Yeah.
Earl will get out of here.
Yep.
No, no, we'll look for the day. We'll look for the day. We'll have a good little people that they can call.
Right.
Here's a note to put a place in the daily. Stuart Henry described it as great, quote unquote, Gaylord Shore of AP, a real coup. Bill Gill of ABC, absolutely fantastic. Let's see, Pierpont, big development. I wonder what these care will do. Valeriani, unbelievable. That's good. Well, they covered all the bases. Why don't you put Scott around on the deck right now? Do you see what you can do then?
Is he right over there?
Yeah, you should be in the same line.
Both have letters that we were holding delivered to me about a minute in the airport. how did we handle it? Because it's a Gary, you know, Gary, you know, is a great guy, and Henry's always letting him down, so I got him up here with Kennedy, he's over there flying home.
Yeah.
And we worked him over for an hour, and I think he's covered virtually everything.
Yeah.
How'd he do?
I thought he handled himself very well, and I told that to Henry when Henry called from out west there, and I said, I thought Gary handled it superbly, and that we need have no second thoughts or doubts about it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, and that's incidentally as far as the three cars go, and it's exactly the trip that they've been doing, but I think the Northeast, maybe one of that, and just what affects Henry Pollard.
That's correct.
I mean,
you do? I absolutely agree. And I think that Henry is looking up right now for every little ounce of his negotiating structure, and I think that your attitude, on the other hand, is present more clearly reflecting exactly what the people should understand about this.
You know, the idea of use the term
we're not any starry-eyed idealists on that, and we're going into the discussion, you know, fully with understanding that we've been dealing with a tricky side, so that's give us some protection. But Larry Hanage, when I talked with him first, said it was just unbelievable. He said that was the last thing he expected on a Saturday morning.
Good.
But John and I both looked into the room, and they were open mouthed.
The attitude was stunned and surprised.
Yes. It was a long period before they could work like that. Gary Warren, for example, was never had a meeting with any Catholic.
I know.
So when they and Gary called the meeting,
they didn't say they were going to announce this thing. So he's going to be a member of the committee on the Public Road Land.
That's right. When he dropped that, when he said he did kill those two, then I guess they just sat there looking at him. I just realized what he was doing.
Well, President, I'm proud to be working for you.
This is kind of out of the rest of the news folks. I know a lot of people who aren't used to it. We have to do what we do, and we have to take the risk to be involved domestically here in order to bring this into an end. In other words, we didn't know what would happen. We didn't know how to do it.
The button stopped right at the
end. But we were sitting in an interesting position. It was impossible after him. They had been, frankly, dilly-dallied around for almost 10 days, and we took it over that man. And at other points, if you made it through at other points, we have to remember that they really died to lay the return of our system in past.
Well, I made it.
And the second point is that they really died also to recover for an enormous build-up. Look at this. They really don't shoot that number of fans unless they're building up. You've got an enormous rate of the mercy on the highest infiltration rate. They just a deadly little bit.
Part about this announcement today, Mr. President, is that we can trace it back to the May 8th policy as one that is completely consistent.
Yeah, that's one thing that's very important, is that, you know, when these people go on and say, why didn't the president, why didn't he go out and explain this new policy? This is not a new policy. The policy was announced on May 8th. Then it was in October, early October, that I unilaterally long series of negotiations were underway that we will not bomb above the minus parallel. We continue that until an impact was reached, and then we just begin what we were doing. I think that's the point that should be very people say, explain what to everybody in the court. We did answer that, but they forget the template of the explanation was.
And that's the kind of thing that a Henry would do in an interpretive class. It would be very useful if this could go.
The whole point was that if we had not done something, we would have been in position, or we would have been filibustered to death. But basically, they were trying to filibuster until the Congress got back, because we think the Congress then would, frankly, cut off our lives.
Yeah. And I made sure, Mr. President, just before Terry went out to talk with the reporter, that when he was asked about Henry, that Henry will come back to Washington for extensive discussions with the President before he goes to Paris.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, to be sure that this doesn't become another. I mean, it's perfectly clear here that through the board is
right on
the president's appearance.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Oh.
Yeah, it's totally true. I've personally made it clear that I've been on the phone with him and rallied out for the point. Cool. And I haven't felt strong coming, but my point is that.
that?
Yeah, that's Phil White, the good one for himself. He's a good class act. He's got jobs and so forth. Now, anybody else gets into a crash, so he isn't anybody else.
I mean, the guys that have been off with Chris Crosby Norris.
Chris Crosby Norris, oh, yeah, nice Crosby Norris. Let's get him in, get right in the star.
So he was the only one who this week, front of the car left, he's front of the damn thing. But the bombing is the one thing they understand and the one thing that they said.
I would particularly like you to get the trust in our immediately so we get to the conversation.
I will do so. I'll call Moynihan in person.
Yeah.
And get him, he's down here trying to do briefs and state department. He made a notice in the post this morning. He didn't show up at the scientist.
I'll give him a call.
Contact,
yeah.